RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
F. Cuddy.
Commas. I think it's the number of commas in your bank account.
Yeah, I think I figured that one out. I mean, I'm pretty square, JP, but I kind of sussed that one out right there. Selling drugs is still lucrative, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yeah, illegal drugs. Okay.
Legal, too. Hell. I think the richest people in the world are selling Ozempic.
Yes, that, for sure.
Zabe.
Yes.
You watched a lot of football. We were talking about
too much football.
The seasons when we turned 10 years old, what the Redskins did in those years.
Yes.
That's a long time ago for both of us, right?
We talked about our first, like, because I was asking you, what's the first game you can remember? And usually I've found with my friends that the typical age of first remembrance is 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. That, I mean, so the 91 Super Bowl, I turned 10 during that run. So I remember every play, every game. Well, the first game I remember was earlier than that, but kind of just like snippets of watching it or it being on. You know what I mean? But all the football we've watched, some of these stats yesterday, the fact that Dallas ran 87 offensive plays.
Yes, out TOP'd the Commanders by 17 minutes, 87 to 41.
38-44 to 21-16. Washington got more than doubled up in offensive plays run.
Yes,
that's astonishing.
Crazy. Yes. How about the 6-for-6 on fourth down?
And the over on the other side.
Yes. I'm going to look up record for fourth down conversions because I think you're pressing into near record territory. There are the NFL that I grew up on, teams didn't go for fourth down
sure.
6 times in a year, much less in one game.
And especially in the first half, when Dallas did have a fourth down, there was zero hesitation. You know how sometimes in those fourth down moments, you see the coach looking around, talking to the special teams coach, like, oh, is the punt team ready, whatever. Zero hesitation. Offense stayed on the field the entire time.
According to AI, 6 is tied for the record. The Chargers converted 6 in January of 2022. So that's an amazingly high number
That was when it was Staley going for it constantly. I bet they attempted 10.
Do you know what the record is for the biggest bagel in conversions? Commanders went 0 for how many yesterday?
0 for 0. They didn't try
They didn't try one.
Which is part of my
part of your point. Yeah, okay. So the record for least conversions is the Lions going 0 for 6 in 2022. So that
is that Campbell's first year?
I don't think that was his first, but it was definitely early peak Campbell when he started to go for it all the time. You know, the whole go for it thing, and I have this discussion, argument with people all the time. I'm not anti-numbers. I'm not anti-believing in math. But remember, games are episodic events. They have a start, and a finish, and there's consequences for how the episode ends.
Sure.
Win or a loss. These, well, the numbers say go for it, are aggregated over a longer run of opportunities that span multiple games into the future.
Sure.
You live and die every 60 minutes. So that has to be considered when you're thinking, do we go for it?
That's a great point. I think there's so much of that. And I think similar to the discussion on the second half sequence that drove me crazy, when they kept running it to the left side, even though Coleman came out, what the analytics never take into account is, for instance, yesterday, if Chris Rodriguez was sick enough that they had to scratch him on the day he was voted captain and his family was there, if he was that sick, these guys spend a lot of time together.
Who else was sick? Who else was a little bit under the weather but didn't want to tell the coaches because they want the opportunity?
And that would never show up on the analytics.
No.
Hey, all three tight ends are battling the flu. That's going to impact my play sheet on fourth down, but the analytics just say go, so you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are millions of those contextual factors that are lost when you just try to look at numbers.
Right. The analytics in baseball are different because you've got a big pile of numbers, and generally speaking, it's an individual pitcher versus batter situation. There's way too many variables in the NFL to just go by the analytics. There has to be a sprinkling of, okay, does this or does this not make sense? One last fun fact on fourth down conversions. What do you think the record is for the longest fourth down conversion? Fourth and what? The guy who did it is a former 5-minute Redskin, Rob Johnson, who Spurrier had here and then cut because he didn't know the playbook. Rob Johnson for the Bills converted a fourth and 13. Take a guess. 13?
Yeah.
Fourth and 34.
So here's my problem with that. Do we know if they
let me look at the YouTube video. There's a link to the YouTube video.
So did they
video.
Make a play or was it a penalty? Because to me, you shouldn't hold that record if there's a pass interference call.
Oh, that's a great point. A true conversion, not a penalty by a conversion by penalty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's this is funny. Somebody put a TikTok of the longest third and whatevers, and they look completely fake. Third and 48, third and 50, third and 37.
That's crazy.
I love those, by the way. When a team just starts false starting, personal fouling, and they're going back.
Dallas had one yesterday that I asked David Aldridge, who was sitting next to me. They got a personal foul after the play on a play that gave him a first down. So they moved him back 15, but it wasn't first and 25. It was still first and 10.
I know. That doesn't seem right, does it?
I get that it's a dead ball. It doesn't make sense to only penalize the field position and not the sequence.
Agreed.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
People have been asking me this. This Commanders team is 4-12. There are going to be hard questions. It's hard questions time. I said this to B. Mitch. I'm curious what you agree. Eventually, we're going to get to this presser, and it's going to be DQ, AP, and Harris, right? Presumably. The first question is to Harris. It's how confident are you in those two to fix this? Because a year ago, all the confidence in the world.
Yeah.
This year, there's confidence questions. And I don't think anybody's getting fired. Anybody with a corner office, I don't think anybody's going anywhere.
No.
So what are the fixes? You're 4-12. Like, what are your pieces? What are you going to point to? Maybe yesterday you got enough from Bill to point to something. Maybe you got enough from Senate to point to something. There are split feelings on Johnny Newton's play yesterday.
Yeah, yes, there are. Linnell's not so enthralled about it, but you know Grant is.
Right.
So tune in today.
Let those two scream at each other.
Tune in today at 2:00 and hear them go at it.
When we come back, I've said this for some time.
That's a great question. I have a modifier before you get to the great question about how do you fix it.
Give me your modifier when we return. Phone lines are open. I'm actually taking the calls. I promise. 800-636-1067.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.